Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're talking about maintenance programs in the service department. Capital goods of all manner, airplanes to boats to tractors to light industrial machines, all need to be maintained. In fact, if you follow the recommendations of the manufacturer, you can reduce the owning and operating costs simply by following the recommendations that they provide you. Over time, customers have become concerned with the cost of the labor to perform the repairs for maintenance. This is non-technical work, and yet for years, the OEM dealers charged repair technician labor rates. As a result of that, over the decades, the customer has chosen to do 88% of their own maintenance. That statistic is obtained from surveys that have been performed every 5 years for the past 20 or 30 years. This class deals with all of the aspects of maintenance, from how to get it back, to why we need to do it, to who should be doing it, and the structures and approaches that we should use to sell it. Reducing owning and operating costs for equipment owners is critical. We need to, with the complications of equipment over the last several decades, the advancements in hydraulics and electrical, the arrival of telematics and sensors throughout the machine have made this job much more difficult. Today, we're starting to deal with right-to-repair rules and laws. So it becomes even more important that the people that are involved with the maintenance of equipment know how to do, know what to do, know how long it takes to do, and perform all of these functions with skills. This class covers all of those things for the maintenance business in a labor service department. I hope this explanation helped you understand more completely what we cover in this class, and I look forward to talking about another class with you in the near future. Mahalo.